There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Monday is upon us, the last Monday of June, so we will be, as of tomorrow, halfway through the year 2015. Can you believe it? Can you wrap yourself around that? Pinch yourself. Halfway through this year tomorrow. Unga bunga. Oof. Jennifer Horn is here along with
Ken Kessler. I'm pulling out my Christmas decorations right now.
I'm going to finish my Christmas shopping this weekend.
Pardon me.
Marilyn Monroe responsible for one of the thoughts of the day today. She said, quote, "We should all start to live before we get too old. Fear is stupid. So are regrets." Oy, man. Do I want to repeat that? We all should start to live before we get too old. I was reading something earlier this morning. I went through a book that I find very interesting, 50 different stories about things that have happened in people's lives to change them. And one of them, I was thinking about this with Joni Mitchell, actually, who had an aneurysm, is now recovering from it. But how many of you save things that you have that are good for use later on? I've spent my whole life putting the good clothing away, the best dishes away.
Yeah, like you don't
the
use
best
your
silverware.
Best
you don't mm-hmm. use the best because sooner or later, or the other side of that is keeping things around that maybe you might use again, maybe. And for the most part, you don't. How many different set of underwear do you need? How many different pairs of pants do you need? How many different dresses? How many different
outfits? Depends on how often you do laundry, Dougie.
A great little example of life for this, and Jennifer will be able to relate to this, wine. You have really good bottle of wine. For example, Jennifer sends me a bottle of wine for Christmas. She's very nice and sends me a bottle of wine because she knows I like this one winemaker out there. I like them all, but this one in particular. And she sends it to me, and I'm like, okay, when am I going to be able to drink this? And it sits there for a month and 2 months and 3 months. And then finally I'm like, what am I waiting for? Drink it.
It's Tuesday.
Right.
Yeah. Drink it.
Here's the Tuesday.
Yeah.
Yeah, here's the Tuesday. Oh, drink to that. The men who have spent the last couple, 3 weeks going after these two murderers have found that their job is over with the capture of David Sweat, who was shot, got a couple of holes in his abdomen, in a serious condition but still alive. This has been going on for, what, 3.5 weeks now? Mm-hmm. Cost $1 million. So you do the math.
That's what made me so angry yesterday is, do you know how much money he's cost us?
$40 million plus.
He didn't have the common decency to just die.
Die.
I know.
Yeah. Now we had to airlift him.
Right. Now we're spending all this money trying to, you know,
save him.
So he can go back to jail.
So he can go to jail.
How much sense does that make? Think about that for a second, folks. Think about this.
It sounds inhuman.
Right.
But for heaven's sakes, the guy's got two holes in his stomach. We're going to spend a lot of money rehabbing him or maybe keeping him. It's just that's the way we are. We want to save his life so he can go spend the rest of his life in prison.
It could have cost him a
bye. Again.
Right. $1 would have taken care of it. The person would cost that bullet. So, Jennifer, we did this earlier. If you Google New York prison escape expense, here's what comes up. Prison not concerned with cost of search. Mm-hmm. Prison escape blamed on funding cuts, Cuomo accused. Prison escape suspected break-in. Oh, wait a minute. No. $1 million a day for the manhunt.
I believe it. In fact, that even
sounds more than that
low.
Over this past weekend because there were 1,400 police. Last 4 days, there were almost 1,400 police. Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Right.
Or Friday,
this
Saturday.
So I'm not a gambling person so much, but, you know, last week I was in Atlantic City and I put like $10 because, you know, I'm such a high roller.
A gambler, yeah.
into a poker slot machine, okay? Put it in, and you get a win at a poker machine, and then it says, do you want to, what does it say? Do you want to double, not, I don't know, it asks you if you want to play again and bet your win, basically. And I equated this in my mind yesterday, like if you already go to jail, and you decide, if you make the decision to escape, I think really you have two choices. You either get away with it, yay for you, Or, this guy, he's just going to go, I mean, what was the point? What was the point?
Of getting out? Is that the question you're asking?
Well, I think you either, if you escape from prison, you either get away with it and good for you, or you die. I mean, those are, those should be the two extreme options. Is that being insensitive?
Well, no, being insensitive would be when I say that trooper should have fired off a third and fourth shot.
Right.
Now, that's unusual coming from Kenny.
That's
not really where his heart is. But most of us feel the same way about this. After all of this, what do we have to show for it? One guy's dead. We spent a lot of money. They get out of jail using... I mean, it's foolish. When you, this is a movie, but it's almost a comedy of errors because everybody didn't do their job. People there did not do their jobs.
I think to me, the circumstances are what make this story so bizarre. Okay, so everybody's heard about the woman. But this guy, Gene Palmer, who also got charged with helping these guys escape,
He's one of the guards in prison.
Yeah, he's a guard, right. Yeah. He was a guard for 27 years. He would bring these guys meat with tools inside of the meat, thinking that they weren't going to use this to escape. Then he goes another step further and adjusts the electricity in the prison because you figure, what are guys going to do with meat in a cell, in a jail cell? Apparently, they have some sort of hot plate in there, and they were having barbecues. So he adjusts the electricity so these guys can barbecue in their jail cell.
I knew that story.
Are you kidding me?
And
who's the poor guy down the hall who's not in on it, who's just trying to get out that has to smell the barbecue?
The barbecue going on down the hall. What kind of a prison are they running there, would be my question.
If I were
the governor of New York, I'd be going after the prison commissioner and getting this guy fired, whoever was running that prison, let that kind of stuff go on there.
Do they still call him the warden? Because I don't know if that's an old term, but that guy's got to go.
Well, yeah. What else do you call him? What else is it besides the warden, the prison
He's
warden?
Fired. That's his new name.
They're gone, though.
Warden. I think that's awesome, though, that they're having, like, these parties.
Cookouts.
Meat parties.
Hey, man, what's going on? Down Cell Block D. Got some burgers. Some
fries.
We do a limbo contest to see who can get out from under the bars.
It's the funniest thing Doug said in like 7 years, and you guys just went right out. Fries.
All right, 13 after the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. Jennifer and Kenny and Richie and I are here to provide you with a solution. For those of you who are suffering from thinning hair, I would like you to listen carefully to the next 60 seconds of information.
More like 3 minutes, but go ahead.
Yeah. Let's listen. Who's counting? You're going to sit there and count the seconds, the days? This is a note that I got from Donna, who says, quote, I love this product, Doug. I had a problem with my hair thinning, especially the front part of my hair. You talked about this product so long, I decided I was going to try it. It definitely is helping me. Matter of fact, I ordered another bottle. Makes my hair seem fuller, too, and it is much more manageable. That's what happens. You cleanse your pores, Provia. Cleanse the pores, let the follicles of hair that are under your scalp come back, grow back in again, and also the hair that you have will seem fuller because there is a volumizer in this natural product, and your hair is easily manageable. You have to put all that gunk in there that plugs up your pores in the first place. So you've got to cover from all angles. Say goodbye to the embarrassment of thinning hair. Get your hair back or your money back by dialing 800-525-8319. You order Provia today, and if you mention Doug Steffen when you call, 800-525-8319, they'll give you the new Provia Super Concentrate, so you get two bottles for the price of one, and one more goodie, you can upgrade to priority shipping, so you'll get it in the next day. So order it now, you get it tomorrow, and quickly, your hair will become much more attractive, and therefore, you'll feel better about yourself, you'll feel healthy. It just is this is a focus on you and how you look. 800-525-8319. How am I doing on time, Richie? You timed this down?
You're doing well, thank you.
60 seconds, okay.
Yeah.
One more time for the number for Provia for you to call right now to get your hair back. 800-525-8319.
Hey, I'm freaking out. Can I just watch you skydive?
Too late, I'm already strapped to your back.
What?
It's showtime.
Oh.
So, want to join our rewards program?
Yeah.
Awesome. We'll talk about it when we land.
Bobby.
How about a reward? rewards program you'll actually use every day. Introducing Plenty. Earn points at lots of places, including AT&T, Exxon, Macy's, Mobile, Nationwide, Rite Aid, and Hulu. There's Plenty together. Learn more at plentywithani.com. Terms and conditions apply.
I had Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack, got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Oh, hey, you just getting here?
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
For over 75 years, GEICO's kept an eye on the future, keeping customers happy with things like 24/7 customer support and emergency roadside service. And to prove it, here's one of our commercials from over 75 years ago.
At GEICO, we promise to always find innovative new ways to serve you. In fact, we're so innovative, in 75 years, they'll listen to this old radio commercial and think, wow, they were innovative.
Wow, we are innovative.
GEICO, saving people money for over 75 years.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
Want a more colorful summer? Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains during the Great Summer Painting Party, June 21st through July 6th. With colors like Beach House, Julep, and Fireworks, summer never looked better. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save 30% today. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
18 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden, focused on something that Eckhart Tolle has said, which I really think is, he's one of our superb motivators. He's a person who's written
now.
A serious look at where we are now, where you are in your life now, the focus not on the past, but the present, not even on the future. You have, the moments you have are now. Already we've lost what we had before in the seconds that have passed since I started talking about him. He writes, quote, with awareness there comes choice. And so you are able to say, quote, I allow this moment to be as it is. And then suddenly, where before there was irritation, there's now a sense of aliveness and peace. And out of that comes right action. So that basically, I think, interprets itself into where you are now is better than where you were before, and you don't have a choice about it anyway. You are now where you are. And some, I have a, there's a story at DougSteffen.com that's really cool.
That's never ending, though.
Of course it's never ending. That's the point.
It's like right now it's gone. And right now it's gone. And right now it's gone.
Gone.
Right now it's so yesterday, actually.
Yeah, I know. Right now it's so yesterday.
So why focus? What's the matter with my voice?
Gosh.
Don't worry about
why
it.
Why focus
Toilet
on...
Toilet has given you a yes, frog. What's his
yes.
name?
All right, so there's a story at DougSteffen.com that I found that is wonderful about this pit bull that saved the life of a woman. If you haven't seen this yet, just check the story out at DougSteffen.com. Another one of the examples that we have in life, and again, I am... so thankful I have so many people to teach me lessons and I've been exposed to so many things. Our children teach us things, our parents teach us things, our friends teach us things. And I always had kind of a negative thought when it came to pit bulls. Meredith has taken me out of that because, and most everybody will now understand when trying to bring a realization that the dogs are going to be like your children. They're going to be
it's
exactly the way
trained,
you treat them.
Yeah.
Treat them.
Right.
Yeah, how you treat them.
Warren says there are no bad dogs. There are only bad owners.
Bad people.
Sorry for and they're all in the shelters.
21 after.
That you want to be free. That you smile. That you want, baby.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Have you ever wondered if you could make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on August 15th and 16th in Fort Lauderdale. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304-2954. 208-304-2954.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Now 23 after the hour, one hit wonder contest time on Good Day.
A lot of people look forward to this, challenge their minds musically. Who is this? This is a song called I Want Candy, performed by this English new wave group. Big hit during this week in 1982, was number one. Call us now if you know who it is at 888-302-3684. Have a day.
He's nobody can be seen.
Pretty smooth stuff here. 13-year-old lead singer Annabella Lewin posed nude for the cover of their first album.
And
13. Yep. Her mother pressed charges against the record company as well. She ought to have. I remember when this thing. It was a very controversial time for lots of different people. Were trying all kinds of, in the early, late 70s, early 80s, trying all kinds of counterculture weird stuff. This has been a hit by.
They're totally not doing that anymore.
No.
Thank God.
Oh, heavens, no. Nobody's doing anything strange. This song had been a hit in 1965 by the Strangeloves. The song is famous for its Bo Diddley beat, as you can hear there, Richie.
Absolutely.
And there's Bo Diddley himself. Do you think it is?
Maybe it's Bo Diddley on the guitar, right?
Bo Diddley. All right, so 888-302-3684. Please identify the singing group. This is, a lot of people thought this song was a dog. Right, Kenny?
That's
good. Yeah, I'm doing that. Annabelle Lewin rejoined the group in 1997 for a reunion tour. This song, I Want Candy, has been featured in movies and television commercials. Victoria's Secret uses it in their fashion shows. So, that helps you a little bit. That's it? You want to start it over again?
That's all of it.
Well, we're allowed to play.
So, she wrote, folks. All right, so play it again, Richie, so we can. Or you told me to go to the phone. You tell me you're the boss. I'm going to have a little bit more. By the way, what you have for a prize this week during this contest is qualification for our drawing, which will take this Friday. The drawing takes place for the trip to the spa in Madison, the Sundara Inn and Spa in Madison, Wisconsin. Great things will happen to you if you're there, and there'll be fewer than 100 people registered for this, so you have a great chance of winning. You'll listen on Friday, I think, during the 8 o'clock hour. We'll pull the winner. All right, so I'm just going to go through this because I don't see any writing, posting. Next, Richie, shall I just, where do you want me to go? One, two, three, four, nine.
You start with Jim on line one there. I got it for you, Doug.
All right, you got it?
Yep.
All right, Jim. Hello, Jim. Is that Jim? Maybe
hey, Jim.
Maybe mine's not working.
Oh, Jim.
Jimbo.
All right, all right. Let's try Lou Ann here. Hold on one second. Lou Ann.
Yes.
Okay.
There she is.
Hi, Lou Ann. Welcome to Good Day. How are you doing?
Great. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Where are you?
Danville, Illinois.
Danville. That's good. Nice place to be. Great people and that radio station. Great owners. What a great group of stations they have. Happy to be there. Happy to... What's that?
I said I listen to them all the time.
Yep, no, it's a good, it's a good family-owned company. It's a great, great outfit, actually. Okay, so who is it that's singing this song?
Bow Wow.
Did you say Bow Wow?
Yeah.
I'm having a hard time hearing it, Richie. Yeah, it is Bow Wow, or Bow Wow Wow, I guess more specifically. What do you remember about this song, other than the name and the theme, I Want Candy? What did it do for you when you first heard it?
Well, it was in the 80s, so I was kind of beyond the teen thing and wasn't listening to a whole lot of music at the time, but, I do remember it.
All right. Good. Congratulations. You qualify for our drawing on Friday. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, for years and years and years, when I talked about the concept of dogs and cats having human emotions, people thought I was crazy, especially people in the scientific community. Said, Warren, there's no way we can prove that in a laboratory. Well, you don't have to prove it in a laboratory. If you want to find out whether or not dogs and cats have emotions, all you need to do is spend some time with the guardians that take care of them on a regular basis. You know, over the years, I've lived and trained with thousands and thousands of dogs, and every single dog or cat I've worked with had emotions. Very often, the emotions of the pet were similar to the emotions of the people they live with. For example, if I was working with a depressed person, often I'd have a depressed dog, an anxious person, an anxious dog. The bottom line is, we have to remove this human ego that we think that we're the only ones that can have emotions and feelings. Our dogs and our cats have been living with us since we've been walking upright. Therefore, it just makes common sense that when it comes to emotions, dogs and cats and most mammals have the same emotions as people do. Just recognize them. I'm Warren Eckstein.
This is Doug Steffen. Get the jump on fleas before they get the jump on you. Cedarside.com's products are made with 100% natural cedar oil and are safe for children, pets, and adults. Cedarside's original organic bug spray repels and kills mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, flies, ear mites, mange, and more. Order some today. Go to Cedarside.com and use coupon code Doug to get free shipping. Or call 800-842-1464. Mention Doug Steffen, Cedarside, for people, pets, and premises.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and law number 3030.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We are the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Half hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's Monday the 29th of June. Doug is here. Jennifer is here. Richie is here. And Kenny is here. With this situation in Greece now, the country has ordered all of their banks to stay closed all week long. This is not a drill. This is what's going on in Greece. It hasn't had money for a long time. You may remember a couple of years ago, creditors bailed it out with billions of dollars, mostly European banks.
Mostly German money, right, bailing it out.
Yeah, mostly. But there are other European countries, but mostly German banks. So tomorrow is supposed to be payback day for the bailout. Greece has been trying to get the deadline pushed back. Creditors have said, no, you owe us the money. We want the money back. The European Central Bank has been helping Greece keep its banks open. But over the weekend, bailout talks broke down, and yesterday the European Central Bank says we're cutting you off. So what does this do to the economy of Greece? See, the problem here, from my perspective, is that they haven't learned their lesson. They haven't changed the way they do business. Nothing except give me more money has come out of the Greeks. This is a very unionized, very socialized country, and nobody's given in on anything. They've overspent, and it just goes to show you, you wonder down the road what a $17 or $18 trillion debt does to the United States. We have deep roots, and we can weather the storm, but we better stop spending money the way we're spending it. I think that's the lesson here. That's the long-term lesson. There are people in Greece lining up at ATMs trying to get their money out, and they can't because the banks are closed. Anybody who's looking for cash in Greece this week, forget it. And if I were on a trip and I wanted to go to Greece and I had planned to go this week, I wouldn't go there. I wouldn't.
Well, then forget it. I'm not going either. If you're not going, I'm not going.
Yeah, I'm not going. Yeah. So,
if you're a Greece person, if you're a Greek, do you put your money other places? I mean, you know, if I were living there, I mean, are they allowed to find, like, offshore accounts to stock their money? Because,
well,
I mean,
they're allowed to,
and
they're smart, that's what they're doing.
Yeah, I'm sure that they are not.
They just can't
allowed
get to their money now.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, there's no, you can't, the whole thing. I just, I want to fast forward it to what does this mean for Europe? What does it mean for the economy of Europe and the economy of the rest of the world if this sort of thing happens there? Is this the only place? Is this an isolated incident? Is Greece the only country that's in this kind of turmoil? Or are there others that are shaky? What's it like in Spain? What's it like in Italy?
Well,
what's it like in Vietnam? Where is the, you know, you look around the world and you wonder now how solvent the rest of the world is, or how shaky is the whole world's economy, as shaky as this, and we just don't know about it.
It's
what does it do to the psychology of people? Yeah. Where's my money?
What's panic, city.
Yeah, right.
I mean, how awful.
I think this is a trickle-up effect.
How so?
In that it affects the euro, because they're part of the euro. So it brings down the euro. Then it affects oil prices, which affects the world market.
Oh, by the way, the price of oil, I'm in California, and I was driving around this weekend. I saw, this is what really, I would think, if you're a Californian listening to this program right now, I think we have about 14, 15 states in California that carry this program. I can't imagine. The price, I remember a year ago April, the day that Charlotte and I left, I took her for her walk, and we can see the gas station across the street, and I remember the signs at 443. That was April 2nd of 2014. This past year, the price went down. I remember when I left, it was 293, if I'm not mistaken, this past April when Charlotte and I left here. And then driving in, because the gas station is on the corner of the street that I live on, so I looked and it was 393, I think, or something like that. And yesterday, driving into Hollywood and down beyond that, there's, I think, one gas station in Beverly Hills. That's it. $4.49. So I'm thinking to myself, what kind of a killing are these people making? Because the cost of a barrel of oil is still like in the 60s someplace. When it was $4.40 before, the cost of a barrel of oil was almost twice that. So how are they getting away with, or how much are people just not paying attention, asleep, if you will, to what it really is costing them and how much money they're making? There's nobody who's more of a capitalist than me, but at some point, you got to I think you have to realize how you're getting screwed. And but what you do about it is you go buy an electric car or whatever. I don't know. I drove up and down the Pacific Coast Highway yesterday up to Malibu with my friend George. And on the way back, we were looking at all these houses because the traffic was, oh, my God.
Did you say, bye, George?
When I let him out of the car, I did say that, actually. No, we're driving down all those houses that are right on the PCH. And I got to tell you, there must have been dozens of Teslas backed up to the garage with plugs in them.
Really?
If I counted one, I counted 25, 30 Teslas backed up into those garages and the plugs there. And I'm thinking to myself, how practical is that now? What are you going to save? When you buy a Tesla, they tell you save $2,500 a year in gasoline. And maybe that's the California number, I don't know. But at some point in time...
Hey, here's the kick on that one, right?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Hey, California, we're losing all of that tax money and gas now because all these people are buying electric cars. Well, now they have the tax on the electric cars.
It's just like water. Hey, don't use any water, but that little bit of water you do use, you're going to pay quadruple for. Because
right. We had a row. There's another one.
So they tax you on the front end, which makes you go buy something else. Then they realize they're not making any money, so then they're going to tax you on the second.
Making money is not what government ought to be about. Taking money is what they're about. So the water bill here was reworked. Did you have your water bill reworked? Brendan and I were looking at it last night. They completely readjust. They say on the thing, we misread your meter. You misread the meter for a year? They've adjusted every single month. Kenny, do you have that
years.
Too? No.
You haven't had your water bill adjusted, readjusted? That's what they did here. And charged $700 more for last year on the water bill. And there's one person here and if you don't pay it, they come, and I know how to turn it back on again, but most people don't. They'll just shut it off.
So Brendan's back in your place now, but he wasn't there all last year, right? So most of the year, the house just sat there.
The house was empty for about 3 or 4 months last year.
Jeez.
Yeah. So
They get you.
And
did they tell you on the back, you're using more water than your neighbors? Do they? I swear that's on every bill. It says, gives you a smiley face or a frowny face. And it's mine always, no matter what, has the frowny face. It says, you're using more water than your neighbors. And I swear I think it's a ploy.
It's like an emoticon from...
Yes.
That's what it looks like. All right, the story of same-sex marriage. Friday, Supreme Court kicked off the weekend deciding or announcing the decision on, is it hashtag love wins? Was that really what happened?
Yes.
Yeah.
Everyone in all 50 states can experience the joys of wedding registration. Clarence Thomas didn't like it, and he made a bold reference to slavery in his analogy.
Really?
The ruling in favor of legalizing same-sex marriages gives couples dignity. So the ruling said, Thomas wrote in his dissenting opinion, quote, slaves did not lose their dignity any more than they lost their humanity because the government allowed them to be enslaved. Those held in internment camps did not lose their dignity because the government confined them. And those denied government benefits certainly do not lose the dignity because the government denies them those benefits. The government cannot bestow dignity and it cannot take it away. He also called the majority reflections on the issue deeply misguided. You know, I found myself agreeing with him, not in his position on this, but I find myself when you use that as a quote unquote excuse or a reason, there's not anything legal in that. What's legal about dignity or having dignity? It's that's not legal.
And you shouldn't be getting that from the government. You know, it was interesting because
it's not the government's job to give you dignity. It's your job to create it around yourself.
And you guys know me. I don't care. I'm not going to pull the I have gay friends card. I don't care who gets married. What
you have gay friends?
Wow. Yeah, I know. I have black friends. Weird. Ooh. I am a...
Got any Jewish? You got Jewish friends?
Oh, fun. Hello.
All right.
But, you know, what troubles me about this, a couple of things. One is that the government can constantly... bestows upon you what they're giving you. They're calling a right, and I'm using this in air quotes. Okay, air quotes. So they give you the right to smoke pot. They give you the right to gay marriage. And with those rights, they take away all local power. Every bit of power from the state is being sucked into the federal government now. Mm-hmm. The federal government will continue to grow, and local power is going away. And so I think as much as this outcome may be something to be celebrated, depending on how you feel, the real issue here that rabbit that they're pulling away behind their back is that states no longer have control over marriage, and that to me is a slippery slope.
The government has no business being involved in any of this.
Exactly.
Whether it's state level, federal level, no business at all.
If I had a crown, if I had the tiara, Jennifer's world, take the government out of marriage at all. It's not really even supposed to be there.
You know, it's funny that you mentioned that because I've been kind of thinking about this whole Confederate flag thing, and so I went back and did a little bit more reading or rereading about the Civil War and what the issues actually were. And one of the things that I was reminded of is that the Confederacy was their attempt to secede from the Union and create their own set of individual states,
right?
Not a part of the United States. And that Lincoln said, hey, this is dangerous. We could have all these little fighting countries within the United States, and that could be a bad thing. So we're going to go to war with you. And the big issue, the reason those states wanted to secede was over slavery. They didn't want anybody telling them whether they could or couldn't. And that's where we got into this thing. And I've, like you, have been a big, huge advocate of states' rights. And if one state wants to do one thing, fine. And if another state wants to do one thing, and then we'll all end up. So then I started reading about this and was reminded of it, and then started thinking, well, what would happen really if we had 50 individual like governments, and how important is that federal law that makes us all kind of under the same law? And I've really been thinking about that a lot. I don't know that I've gone one way or the other, but I was always a states' rights guy, and that the people of that individual state should vote for whatever they want.
The Constitution supposedly guarantees that.
888-302-3684. Thoughts on this? If you'd like to send us an email, that's fine. It's Kenny or Doug or Jennifer or Rich at DougStefan.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day 45 after the hour, Jennifer and Television Report. Up next here on Good Day.
It's the end of quarter clearance sale at Lumber Liquidators. We're North America's largest specialty retailer of hardwood flooring. We've got 10 million square feet of top quality floors for as much as 77% less than other stores, like real pre-finished hardwood for just 49 cents. Beautiful and durable strand bamboo for $1.99. American and European laminate styles for 39 cents. Plus, solid Brazilian pecan, hand-scraped acacia, and more, up to 40% off. And pay no interest until 2017. Hurry, clearance sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
I had Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack, got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Oh, hey, you just getting here?
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
Want a more colorful summer? Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains during the Great Summer Painting Party, June 21st through July 6th. With colors like Beach House, Julep, and Fireworks, summer never looked better. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save 30% today. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Summer's here, and a great way to get into the spirit is with a fresh coat of paint on your favorite room.
It's easy and affordable. To help get you started, our friends at Sherwin-Williams can provide expert advice, from the latest in paint trends to choosing the right color and simple cleanup tips. The Sherwin-Williams experts have you covered for painting success. Simply walk into one of their 4,000 stores and ask for a Sherwin-Williams professional, or go to sherwinwilliams.com. And don't forget to sign up for their Paint Perks benefits to save every day.
Let's make it 47 after the hour as Jennifer Horn pulls her horns back. Ooh, did you like that?
Excuse me. And, Pardon me.
All right, so there are a number of things in terms of what's on television. We were just talking off the air about how good the summer season is now. I don't find myself watching much television, although I did.
Oh, you'll want to watch.
Yeah.
Guess what came back this week, Dougie?
Madam Secretary.
Rookie Blue.
Oh, that's a good show.
And you like that one. Yeah, I'm excited to get back into it.
I was on the plane coming out here on Friday, and I watched 5 episodes of The Good Wife.
Oh,
you love that show. I tend to binge. I think I got sort of caught up on it and found some things that I didn't know or hadn't seen before. But that's one of the things that is going... I find it... I may be drifting toward all those who are getting away from scheduled time to watch things.
Binge watching, where is that? You know, I mean, you just kind of pound right through it. And
that is... time to binge watch? Who has time for that?
Well, who has time to watch regular TV on a schedule? It's all the same. Yeah.
All right, so anyway, what else is going on?
So lots of summer programs. I'll give you one that I know Rich and I for sure are watching. I'm not sure Ken's jumped on yet. Wayward Pines,
yeah.
So good. And then this week, James Patterson's book, Zoo, is coming to CBS as, we don't know yet, a miniseries, something, but it's coming.
13
we don't
episodes.
Know.
13
How many, 15?
13.
13.
13.
Yeah.
Doug, it's like all the animals of the world take over.
Yeah.
And if you think about it, there are how many billions and millions and millions of animals, and they all team up against the man.
Like Jurassic Park, except in the zoo.
Yeah.
All right, The OC was a big hit for Fox, and there's been a lot of scuttlebutt about TV shows going to the stage. Full House, one of them. The movie Clueless went to the stage. Well, now The OC is the latest to get the onstage treatment, according to Variety. It originally ran from 2003 to 2007 on Fox, and it's now being turned into a musical in Los Angeles. The show will only run, however, very sad, Dougie, only for one night. So if you want your tickets, you've got to get them now. August 30th, really? The OC the Musical will hit the stage in Los Angeles. A lawyer for Bill Cosby has argued that unsealing court documents from a 2005 sexual assault case in Pennsylvania that was filed against him would cause severe embarrassment. No joke. So they're going to try to keep that one sealed. We just haven't heard about Bill Cosby lately, so I had to throw that one in there. And Donald Trump has banned Univision employees from his golf courses. Remember, the Univision wants to pull Miss Universe? So Don says, no, you're fired. Get off of my golf course.
51 past the hour on Good Day.
Good people need help. The homeowners association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you. Your pills gonna cure my ear. I got a bad case of loving you.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with his weekly update of the important medical stories brought to you by the folks who want you to beat the odds with Super Beats. The most important story has to do with what happens when you're swimming in a pool and why you get red eyes. Ken will give us the story behind the story in a moment. First, though, a new blood test that may be good for finding pancreatic cancer, Ken.
This is great news. Published this week in the medical journal Nature, Doug, it's rare to discover pancreatic cancer early. People do not feel any symptoms that make them want to go to the doctor until their cancer has seriously advanced. Pancreatic cancer, it's the most deadly cancer, with just 7.2% surviving 5 years. Currently, we do not have any reliable screening test for pancreatic cancer. The news is that by looking for a protein in the blood that is made in abundance by tumor cells, researchers are now able to identify 100% of patients with late-stage pancreatic cancer, as well as those with earlier-stage disease.
More adults are obese. Is this ever going to stop? What in the world is going on here?
It just gets worse. And this is the announcement this week from the Journal of the American Medical Association, Internal Medicine. More than two-thirds of women and three-fourths of men in America are now either overweight or obese. Overall, there are more obese American adults than overweight American adults. BMI is between 18.5 and 24. That's the body mass index, is considered normal. Someone with a BMI in the 25 to 29.9 range is considered overweight, and a BMI over 30 qualifies a person as obese.
All right. This, really, for those of you who like to eat your peas before you eat your sauerkraut, this next story is for you. How do you choose which food you eat first?
Diabetes care this week, Doug, the order in which obese people with type 2 diabetes eat their food can affect their blood sugar levels. Having protein and vegetables before carbohydrates is linked to lower blood sugar and insulin levels after the meal.
Isn't that amazing? How, think about that. The order in which you eat. I mean, it makes sense sort of when you think about it, but isn't that amazing?
And this may be easier for people than changing their habits.
Mm. All right, what happens when people pee in the pool? Here's what happens. Ken's got the story.
The news from the CDC this week, those red eyes you get from swimming are not caused by chlorine, according to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. The chlorine binds with all the things it's trying to kill from your bodies, and it forms these chemical irritants. That's what's stinging your eyes. It's the chlorine binding to the urine and sweat. Also, the cough you can get from an indoor pool is also caused by the chemical reaction. The chlorine is not what causes the irritation in your lungs. It's the pee.
You know what? I would argue that point, but I don't have time because we got to talk about why it is a good idea for your heart health and overall health to improve your health with Superbeats.
Doug, nitric oxide, it opens the gateway to the circulation. In 1988, nitric oxide was discovered as a signaling molecule in the body, and by 1998, the Nobel Prize was awarded for these efforts. Nitric oxide, it helps maintain normal blood pressure, normal heart function, and as a main regulator of brain and digestive function, it can affect both athletic performance and, yes, sexual performance. As a cardiologist, Doug, every day I'm working hard to keep the 60,000 miles of blood vessels in our bodies healthy, to lower the risk of heart attack, stroke, erectile dysfunction, and even Alzheimer's dementia. So I'm so excited because I finally found a natural way to restore and maintain adequate nitric oxide levels in the body. Many foods that are rich in nitric oxide, such as spinach, nuts, artichokes, yes, beets, and certain green teas. However, as we age, it gets harder to consume enough of these nitrate-rich foods in order to compensate for the declining nitric oxide production levels in our bodies. Superbeets, it's a scientifically proven, safe, effective, and natural way to help your body create nitric oxide to keep your circulation healthy. Superbeets is also a safe, natural replacement for energy drinks, which will allow you to avoid all that caffeine and sugar.
Here's how you get Superbeets. Call 800-655-4183. That's 800-655-4183. Take Dr. Ken's advice. Money-back guarantee, 30-day supply free with your first order. Nothing but good comes from using Superbeets. Find them at 800-655-4183. That's 800-655-4183.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.